Well, I'm at the University of Manchester and I'm in the office of Steve Ferber, who's a professor of computer engineering at the university. He's also a fellow of the Royal Society and has been involved with the Royal Academy of Engineers, the IEEE, the IET, but famously known as the principal designer of the Acorn BBC Micro. And the success it then went on that the ARM processor developed from that, and this smartphone I've got in my hand, and probably if you're listening on a smartphone, you'll probably find that it's also got an ARM processor in it. Steve, I'm going to ask you some questions. Do you think that computing has got a place in the UK curriculum?
Oh, certainly, yes. I think computing is a technology that drives much of the modern world, and I think the more pupils are introduced to this at an early stage and get a feel for what's going on in all these gadgets and gizmos that they love to play with, the better, I think.
And do you think it's something that should be for all children, or do you think it should just be for, you know, a select handful of bright students?
I think different students will want to go to different levels with computing. I think everybody these days needs to know how to operate computers, because pretty much every job now involves using a computer technology, but only a small number of people will go through to become deep programmers. But I think it's useful for even those who don't end up earning a living programming to have some understanding of what's going on inside the machines. Otherwise, they just seem like bits of magic.
So if somebody was to study a GCSE or A-level to do a computing, you wouldn't, and then didn't go on and study at degree level, you wouldn't see that as a waste, then?
Oh, certainly not, no. I mean, I would see it as a deep, challenging academic subject, just like maths or English or history. And I don't think studying any of these subjects is a waste of time if you don't take them to a higher level. I think getting to a certain level in any subject is worth the effort.
Now, there's probably some teachers who not convinced yet that, you know, that they should be teaching computing or would consider it. Is there any sort of words you'd use to encourage them to think about how they could introduce it into their curriculum?
Well, I think the general agreement is that we live in an information age, that we spend more and more time on the internet exchanging information, and computing is really understanding the nature of information and how it flows and how it's processed. So it seems to me that it's a core skill in today's world to have insights into what's going on inside all this technology. So I think if pupils go through school without being taught anything about computing, then they're missing out on some very important insights into the world they live in.
That's really useful. Thank you, Steve Ferber. Thank you.